This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. This is the last day of September, September 30th. And in this hour, this is like shopping at some specialty store because the items of interest and conversational focus are in-depth, taking extraordinarily, I shouldn't say extraordinary time, but the amount of time that's necessary to sort of dig around in something. Normally on the Good Day program, each hour focuses on 14, 15 different items, but here Rich McFadden and I are going to, at least in this part of the program, hone in on what's going on in Syria, the airstrikes, et cetera, the ISIS issue, other rebel groups that were fighting President Assad in Syria, not just the Islamic State militants, are going to be targeted as well, expanding airstrikes in Syria. Syria, Assad wants to get rid of all of the, it's very interesting and very convenient here.
Yeah.
Very convenient, because Assad, who was the bad guy, now is apparently not such a bad guy, at least not when compared
to... He's the lesser of the bad guys.
Well, but here, the people who, he's trying to take advantage of the situation, pretty obviously, says that the other militants who were trying to depose him, they share the same extremist ideology. So he says, Syria's foreign minister involved with conversational exports here, talking to many of the European counterparts and to Secretary of State Kerry about expanding the idea of knocking out all of those who are against Assad. We were giving them arms. We were supplying them with, and ISIS part of that group. We, this is how silly we are. We get involved. Now, U.S. warplanes attacked targets yesterday and overnight. There are a lot of monitors over there. The reason there are a lot of monitors is because civilians are getting killed, not just jihadist fighters. So, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the strikes have hit mills, grain storage areas in northern Syria, the areas that are controlled by the Islamic ISIS group. So when this happens, all it does is give fodder, not to necessarily ISIS, but to a lot of these jihadist groups, a lot of them that want to take on the West. Look at what these bad guys are doing. Which is worse, ISIS or the bad guys from the West? And that was the tune that Assad was playing earlier on. Now he's turned around. His tune has changed because he thinks he can sucker people into going after the people that are trying to take his little prize away from him. So we've got American the French and the Americans overnight targeting these various areas. Plus, they're going after vehicles and staging areas. And some of them are close to places where civilians are working. So yesterday, raids in both Iraq and Syria, taking a toll on the equipment the jihadists, the fighters are using. No sign yet that the tide is being turned against the group. You knock off a few people here and there. Wasn't it fascinating, Richie? Yesterday we found out that Kenny, by the way, is not with us, so Richie's Rich, the part of Ken Kessler being played by Rich McFadden.
I'll do my best.
Yes, I know you will. What we found out yesterday, most of the foreign involvement in ISIS comes from French soldiers, almost like the old French Foreign Legion.
Yeah.
So they have, a lot of French people have beef. They have beefs. Is that plural of beef? Is
I'm
beef,
telling right? you, the French got an issue going on there. There's a lot of internationals there that
aren't happy with the way that, and they want the country run the way they want it run from their old country. And
right.
France is not going to be France in 50 years, I bet you.
Well, the same thing is going on in England, but the British are taking a stronger point of view. Yeah, that's true. And that's we all know. Yep. This country isn't what it was 50 years ago.
No.
And it sure as heck isn't, you're right, 50, the framework of our country will be much different. Whether that's basically how you think it ought to be played or not, that's the way it is. Anyway, the ISIS group is a Sunni militant group, and they're, as you know, a sort of a breakoff group from Al-Qaeda. They say that the West, the Middle, is sweeping through the Middle East, and we've got to put a stop to it, and we do that by going to France and blowing things up there or to America. Let's find out more about this. Expert on ISIS in the Middle East, Matthew Ho, joins us in a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Attention! Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Try MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil from Valvoline. 140 years under your hood. 15 and change past the hour. Matthew Ho joins Jennifer and Kenny and me. He is a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy, former director of the Afghanistani Study Group, a network of foreign and public policy experts, professionals advocating for a change in U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. How'd that go for you, Mr. Ho?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on. How'd that go for me? Well, we're still there in Afghanistan. We're still losing American troops. We're spending about $8 billion a year, and then the country is no better off than it was nearly 11 years ago. unfortunately.
It's pretty disgusting, pretty damnable, isn't it? That we should continue to do this and know, where are the protests in the street? When I was a kid, I don't know how old you are, but when these sorts of things happened when I was a kid, there were protests all the time. Every day there was a different protest. Now nobody protests anything. It's like everybody was asleep. And these people lie and they cheat and they steal from us as taxpayers to fund these things that do nothing except enhance the value of the military-industrial complex. That's all this achieves, nothing else. Am I right or wrong?
I'd have a hard time phrasing any better.
Yeah.
I really would.
So when you were in the State Department, were you a lone cry in the wilderness, or did other people there agree? They said, what is this madness? Why are we doing this? Or were you by yourself?
No. It was the latter. It was, this happened 5 years ago that I resigned the protest. And I remember my fears were I was going to lose friendships and, be completely ostracized. And that is not what occurred. If anything, I've had only positive experiences with both military officers and CIA and State Department people. When I resigned, I had a lot of support from the people I worked with. The men and women who were in my position, who were serving as political officers in Afghanistan, working at the provincial level of trying to defeat the insurgency, my counterparts in the four or five other most deadly, most violent locations like I was at were in complete agreement with me, as was more or less the deputy ambassador and ambassador to Afghanistan at the time, as well as Ambassador Richard Holbrooke were in agreement with me.
And yet we see today's headlines touting the Air Force's newest fighter jet, the radar-evading F-22 Raptor, which was used in combat for the first time yesterday in the strikes over Syria. You wrote, the Islamic State is a parasite of war. What did you mean by that?
A group like the Islamic State comes about because of the conditions of war, because of the chaos, the violence, the lack of a political order. They're extremist groups that take advantage of the cycle of hatred, that take advantage of the cycle of retribution, that take advantage of the fear, and that's how they prosper. And so in any war, you'll see, particularly in the modern eras of wars, where these stateless civil war type events going on, you see these groups prosper on all sides. They're called militias, they're called death squads, and we've seen it in Iraq since 2003, since we invaded. You've seen it more or less in Syria the last several years, that these groups take advantage of the sectarian hatred, the interreligious fear, and that's how they prosper.
Yeah. So what's to come of our involvement with ISIS, and now there's another group, yet another group that's splintered off of Al-Qaeda? This can go on and on forever, it would seem. Just keeps going on and on and on. And again, the only beneficiaries are the stockholders and the people who run these big corporations that supply the growing needs of the war machine.
The only way this stops is when we demand it to stop, when we demand that our
you
government...
You and me, the citizens of this country.
Yes, correct. Yeah. As we say, we've had enough of the next meddling.
This is what bugs the hell out of me. When we enlist the help of people, good-intentioned people who sign up to go into the military, and they play these war games at the behest of politicians who never send their own families to fight, and they come back and they screw them because they're sick, and the guy jumps over the White House fence the other day, what are they going to do with him? They're going to prosecute him instead of giving him treatment. There's a sickness here that we're not focused on. It's really backward stuff, isn't it?
It is, and it comes down to the amount of money that's involved in this, as well as, too, there is a romance of war. Like you said, the people who advocate most strenuously for it are people who haven't been.
Yeah.
I mean, I think John McCain is the lone exception.
The only one who does, yeah, right, exactly. I'm fascinated with your philosophy. Those of you who want to find out more about what Mr. Ho writes, Matthew Ho, it's HOH.com. Check out his writings and philosophy. If you agree with me, you will agree with him. Thank you, Matthew.
it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Restored one-room schoolhouse where Tina Turner went to school.
Keep telling me that
the schoolhouse opened up as a museum on Friday, honoring her career and her childhood. This is in Brownsville, Tennessee, the Tina Turner Museum at the Flag Grove School. This is West Tennessee. 100 people attended the opening ceremony, ribbon cutting, that sort of thing, toured the grounds. The museum features gold and platinum records, outfits, dresses worn during performances, as she has sung over the course of, what, she's been around about 40 years. She's no spring chicken, right?
Oh, no, she's...
I don't think so. She's got to be 70s, right?
Yeah. She lives in Zurich.
Great, though.
She didn't come to the ceremony, recorded a video, excuse me, that was played for those who were in attendance. Her real name is Anna Mae Bullock. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah,
she's 74.
Mm-hmm. She's 74 years old.
Yeah.
All right. This little town is about 50 miles northeast of Memphis, and the building was located on farmland owned by a fellow who saw the need for a school for black children who lived in the area, and it was built back in the 1880s. There were a lot of, across the street pretty much from my other farm, is an old one-room schoolhouse that now is a Quaker meeting house, but it was a one-room schoolhouse. People all over the side of town went
to first grade through eighth grade in that building. And the reason I tell you that story is because we think this is an old relic of our past in America. Fellows like my second father went to school in the 1920s in that building. This school that we're talking about that's connected to Anna Mae Bullock, this was very much a part of how life was for the children of black slaves.
Here's the in her song Nutbush City Limits.
Yeah. Sweet. It's terrible where she came from.
Yeah. And they mentioned the schoolhouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A schoolhouse outhouse.
Schoolhouse outhouse. Found that, Richie.
Netflix
City Limits.
Mike and Tina stuff is great stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, think about this and put it in perspective. Your life now. Your children. Think of the school, Richie, for example, your children are going to. And the children that were your age that went to the same schools that you did, Jennifer, Kenny, me, any of us. Could we imagine going to a one-room school? Could you imagine today with all of the government money that's being spent, the rules, the regulations?
Right.
They did have, that's where the fellow who was like my second father, called him Uncle Sam. They had an outhouse behind the schoolhouse. That's where you went. You needed, and there was no
and
recess.
Teaching all the grades. It's hard enough to teach just third graders.
Yeah, everybody was together.
Yeah.
First through
there
sixth.
There was one teacher, and there were 48 children from the first grade to the eighth grade. And they were all in one room, and one teacher taught them all. And they learned from each other. I remember him telling me those stories like it was yesterday. All right, Tony, congratulations to the folks in Tennessee. Tina Turner's exhibition in her old schoolhouse is up and running.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors. Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $43.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No fooling around here today. We're on the air with the latest conversation about some of the big stories of the day, the items of interest fueled by more and more focus from radio, television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people and places involved in the stories in which we go in depth during this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Rich McFadden is here. That's controls in our studio in Washington as we work our way through the continuing focus on Ebola. This is very interesting, very important. America's richest man says he has a plan to fight Ebola, and he's not shy about putting in some of the money that it's going to take, a lot of money, in fact. And he thinks the greatest beneficiary of this will be our country. Protecting our country is what it's all about. He's donating $50 million. To counter the expanding threat of Ebola all over West Africa.
Bill Gates?
Bill Gates. Outlining the obligations America has in shaping the institutions that will curb this crisis. He was talking to some people in Washington yesterday. Says the Ebola outbreak is a great example of where the world needs to come together. Needs leadership. That's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? We do. We are the leaders, or have been the leaders, but we have horrible leadership. In fact, there are some stories floating around today, Richie, suggesting that the United States was warned three different times that this Ebola outbreak could get more serious, and it might affect the West.
and the United States chose to do nothing about it for whatever the reason. That's part of the gossipy side of the story.
Well, part of human nature for man is to not react until absolutely right. pressed and there's an emergency situation going on.
It's called the grab-ass mentality. Anyway,
that, yeah.
It is. That's what it is. Bill Gates, anyway, has $50 million he's pledged through his various foundations, intending to scale up the fight beginning immediately. The money is being released to flexible funds at the United Nations. There also are other global agencies that he has decided to help. He and his wife make the decisions themselves on what to do with their money. He also cited the expertise of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta as evidence that America has stepped up. That is the reference to the three, was it three, the two doctors and the assistant that went into Atlanta's Emory Hospital and were treated and successfully. I thought it was interesting, and we may find out more about that because we're going to talk to Dr. Marty Stone, who has been over in this area treating people who have Ebola. Very interesting to understand how Ebola is treated. I think that most of us don't understand. We've placed a lot of optimism on that ZMAP, the inoculation that was produced by that company in San Diego Pharmaceutical, small pharmaceutical company, that basically has taken all of the pieces of the information that we have on Ebola and come up with a serum that will take care of it by fighting the various things individually, whether it's a respiratory problem, blood problem, whatever the situation, because Ebola affects most of the areas of your body starts to leak because there are infections in your lung or infections in your stomach, or the infection, the inflammation goes to a certain part of your body and eats away at it. And so this ZMAP supposedly treats, it goes, it zeroes in. And the panic here is that because people saw it work, when the 1,000 doses were given out, I think it was Liberia, and people got better, then people over there stopped worrying about it because they're not educated. They don't understand.
Anybody over there actually even thinks about it? Like, they're aware of it?
Of Ebola?
They're so uninformed.
Right, it's like a cold here. They don't see the connection. Literally, they do not see the connection that spreads this.
Obviously, you look at some of the behavior.
Yeah.
And they aren't careful about anything at all.
No. So Bill Gates says that America has the best facilities. We are the best in the world at this. We are the leader, so we need to lead. Sort of a subtle shot at President Obama, I guess. Last week, Obama told the UN that the situation is a marathon. You have to run it like a sprint, whatever that is. Gates talking about urgency. Finally, I shouldn't say finally because that's a news media word that gets overused. But you probably know by now that there are American troops on the ground in these areas, and they are building the temporary facilities that are needed to treat those who are there. They go into an area, they build these things, and then they get out of the way. They're not supposedly exposed to any of the Ebola because they're putting up these facilities in areas where there have been no reported cases. So the victims who have Ebola will then get moved into these shelters to be cared for. Right now, if you can imagine the horrendous circumstances in which these people are being treated, they're out in they're in fields, they're in tents, they don't have, one of the hardest things for Westerners to understand is that you get outside of the major cities. I always make a reference to Addis Ababa and Nairobi. Addis Ababa is in Ethiopia, Nairobi is in Kenya. Those are fairly sophisticated, almost to a point, Western-looking cities because they have small malls and that kind of stuff. There are people, anybody who's got any money in these countries lives in the cities. When you get outside of the city by 30, 40, 50 miles, and it's like being in the middle of Africa, and it is in the middle of Africa. There's nothing, no service, no support, no electricity, no water. Nothing.
you live on your own, you live by your own means. And so if you're in these little villages where the Ebola has expanded, then the fact that people live in literally cardboard boxes, they squat on people's lands, they get what they can, they steal what they can out of people's gardens and that kind of stuff. That's been going on all around Africa for, you know, a couple of centuries since the Europeans went in there and carved up most of Africa and made a mess out of it. Then, you know, there's not much...
They're not holding back these people from being able to build homes. And
They don't have any money, Richie. They don't have any jobs.
There's
no economy.
Right.
And I'm not saying the Europeans now are responsible. I'm saying that's what happened in part. Part of the result of the Europeans, mostly the English and the French and the Dutch, going into Africa and basically carving it up, not paying attention to the natural borders, the tribal borders that have been there, that's created a malaise among people. And they don't really look upon, if the Liberians have a problem, they're not interested in getting help from Sierra Leone because they don't trust them because they're not their tribe. So if there was something going on in Sierra Leone that could help those in Liberia who are getting the Ebola virus, they pay no attention to them.
Right.
That's how things have been divided up. Anyway, so back to Gates. This is the announcement was pretty highly choreographed. There was a clumsy exchange about one of the key issues in the Ebola emergency, the success and timeliness of the reaction to the outbreak, because Gates was seen as being critical. I think that the two of them were together, Obama and Gates were together. Gates, no fan of Obama, it's pretty obvious he's not. But anyway, to put himself aside and his own convictions aside in terms of politics and have it seem obvious that he wants to really help the situation. What a great idea. What a great human being. What a great American. What a great example. Somebody like that using their money to help the circumstances. So let's find out more about what's going on the ground. As I said, Dr. Martia Stone is here with us. We'll discuss further the Ebola situation in just a matter of moments on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9 Prostate Testosterone. 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, now with Dr. Marcia Stone, who's an obstetrician, a gynecologist, international public health specialist working in Africa, Europe, and the U.S., has a keen interest in the post-conflict health system rehab and health policy formulation, researching HIV and AIDS, speaking on issues of health in Africa, advocate for those infected with Ebola. So as somebody who's worked there, you've just come back from Liberia, Dr. Stone, what are your observations?
Well, the situation with Ebola is increasingly difficult for the government. The cases are rising. As of September the 22nd, for example, there were 3,362 cases nationally since March. You know, so it's increasing exponentially. And in Monrovia, the capital, there were over almost 1,200 cases in the week of September the 22nd.
All right. So what is the United States' role in trying to, how worried ought we to be as residents of this country, and what role? We have soldiers over there now putting up these buildings, these temporary facilities to treat people. What do the families who have soldiers that are over there have to concern themselves with? Is there a worry, I guess, is the question.
Well, my understanding is that the soldiers that are in Liberia at the moment are there to do logistical and engineering work. They are putting up tents for Ebola treatment, but they are not directly engaged in treating sick people. So they are not coming into direct contact with people that are infected. And thereby, you know, they are protected, because Ebola is transmitted if you come into direct contact with the body fluids of an infected person.
There are those who are saying it could become airborne, though, in a mutated state. Is that something to really be concerned about, or is that just rumor?
Well, I mean, anything is possible, but as of now, that has not been proven to be true.
Mm-hmm. Is this the most difficult thing of this type that you've ever worked with, or have you encountered things that were more difficult than this to treat? And
this is by far the most difficult, because, you know, the incubation period for the Ebola virus is from 2 to 21 days. However, most people who become ill get ill between the 2nd and 8th day, and is a lethal disease, so that when you get it, you know, if you don't get supportive care, if you don't get to a treatment center immediately, your risk of dying is very great. The Ebola virus is lethal. There's no cure for it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why people are so terrified.
Well, what about what about the people who have taken, let's say, the healthcare workers that did get exposed to it, did get it, came back to our country for treatment in Atlanta and Emory, and they did get cured. They're all okay now. So is there a conflict in that understanding?
Well, there is no treatment for Ebola.
So how do these people get better?
Well, the treatment is symptomatic. You treat whatever the manifestation is. If somebody is a hemorrhagic fever, for example, if you have a very high fever, they treat that. If you're bleeding, they treat that. If you're dehydrated from diarrhea, they treat that. If you're vomiting profusely, they treat that. So they treat whatever your symptoms are.
What about the ZMAP? There were about 1,000 people that were treated with that, and the CMAP seems to hold some hope. What do you think about that?
Well, in Liberia, there were not 1,000 people who were treated with ZMapp. There were the two Americans that were airlifted from Liberia, Ken Branchley being one of them, who received ZMapp. And there were three Liberians that received ZMapp.
Really?
The news media
was full of stories about the 1,000 treatments that it's all that this MAP pharmaceutical could build, and supposedly 1,000 people were inoculated. That's what the news media was saying anyway. That's not true.
Well, there were three Liberians treated with ZMapp. One of them died. There were two doctors and one physician assistant. One died and two survived. Hmm. So there are over 100 Liberians that have survived Ebola, and none of them were treated with ZMapp.
Right. So you can survive it if, in fact, you treat some of the other seven. I understand what you're saying now. All right, so there's some more information for us to think about. Dr. Marty Stone here, author of Konkai, Living Between Two Worlds, a novel which has AIDS as its central theme. Thank you, Dr. Stone.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
See those rocks sticking up there and standing up there for 600 million years. Still be there when you and I are gone. So arguing over who owns them. Oh, two fleas arguing over who owns the dog they live on.
He's got a knife.
That's a knife.
Best line ever.
Love this movie.
Not bad eating, but always give me a guess.
Chugger. 52 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Crocodile Dundee, one of the best little franchises ever.
Well, that was a big sleeper hit the year it came out. Nobody expected that movie to do what it did, and it became a massive blockbuster at the box office. The sequel was fared pretty good too, but the third one, which was years later, nobody really cared for it. It pretty much bombed at the box office. Nice. But made a huge star out of Paul Hogan.
Oh, sure did. Wow. All right, so what do we have in terms of box office totals? You want to know what's number one? We'll have that info for you next. Movie Moments here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry.
Rye University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by Shed. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
All right, so let's see what we have with the Equalizer being the suspected number one for the weekend. I'm not figuring there's any surprises.
It was, Doug. The big screen version of the really cool 1980s TV show, The Equalizer, scored at the box office, doing $35 million in business. That's a very good number. That is the biggest September opening ever, Doug, for an R-rated movie.
Really?
As for the film itself, Denzel Washington in this movie is simply awesome. I love just about every character moment. All the small moments, Doug, in my opinion, work beautifully. Then the movie becomes a big, bigger action-type film with a what they call a super villain. That stuff is very violent. It's very violent.
Overall, that's why I didn't want to go see it. I heard it was very, very violent.
Did you just kill a fly and talk about violence all in the same breath? I heard you just smack a fly, Doug, and now you're talking about the movie's
self-defense.
Really?
Murder.
Really?
Self-defense.
Fly
self-defense.
Overall, I give the film an 8 out of 10, and I can't wait to see the sequel. This is a great franchise character for Denzel Washington, who, in my opinion, has never been more likable on screen. This is an absolutely perfect part for him.
Do they need to have such violence, though?
They didn't need to have take the film that violent, but that's the path the director and the screenwriters chose to go. They made what's called a hard R film. But the smaller moments in this movie, and they're plentiful, are really beautiful, beautifully done, and the audience has a very, very strong connection with the Denzel Washington, Robin McCall character. It's a character people are going to want to see again. This movie's going to have legs and make real money. The Maze Runner plays second. The Box Trolls, which is animated, plays third, $17.2 million. This Is When I Love You with Tina Fey plays fourth, $7 million, $22 million in 2 weeks, and Dolphin Tale 2 round at the top five. This Friday is David Fincher's Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. Buzz on that film is really good.
Has he turned into quite a good actor? A lot of people a few years ago thought he wasn't so good, and the only way he would act is if he put himself into his own movies. What do you think of his transition?
I don't think anything's changed but his reputation. I always thought he was a pretty good actor. He's got a lot of respect from the industry and also fans alike for his directing work, which has been critically acclaimed. So now when he does acting, I think people look at him just a little bit differently, although there's still a backlash of him playing Batman from some of the fanboys, but I think he'll do a really good job. I've always been a fan. He's a talent, there's no doubt, but in front and behind the camera.
Yeah, he is. It's nice to see somebody like that. He and his pal Damon starting from nothing. I still remember Robin Williams saying that he liked these two kids, and that was why he was going to do what he did in Good Will Hunting
and
give a start.
Great.
Yeah, exactly. People play, they didn't know who these kids were. They paid attention to the movie because Robin Williams was in it, and he worked for scale. That was really a very good story. And look at what it's done for both of them. Good for them.
A lot.
Good American story. Chuck Curry, a good American story as well here. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.